Next item on the agenda then became item D, proclamation for the Park and Recreation Professionals Day, with July being Park and Recreation Month. And as everyone's leaving, I see that Dan Russell is making his way to the podium, and I've asked him to do us the honor of reading the proclamation for us, since he is our Parks and Rec Director.
Thank you, Tina. I'm here to read the proclamation for Park and Recreation Month and Park and Recreation Professionals Day. Whereas Parks and Recreation promotes physical, emotional, and mental health and wellness through organized and self-directed fitness, play, and activity. And whereas Parks and Recreation supports the economic vitality of communities by providing frontline jobs, childcare for the essential workforce, and promoting community revitalization. And whereas Parks and Recreation creates memorable experiences through engaging virtual and physically distanced programs, dynamic online events, and new learning opportunities designed to keep families active while stay-at-home orders are in place and beyond. And whereas Parks and Recreation fosters social cohesiveness in communities by celebrating diversity, providing spaces to come together peacefully, modeling compassion, promoting social equity, connecting social networks, and ensuring all people have access to its benefits. And whereas Parks and Recreation supports human development and endless learning opportunities that foster social, intellectual, physical, and emotional growth in people of all ages and abilities. And whereas Parks and Recreation strengthens community identity by providing facilities and services that reflect and celebrate the community character, heritage, culture, history, aesthetics, and landscape. Whereas Parks and Recreation facilitates community problem and issue resolution by providing safe spaces to come together peacefully and facilitating conversation and services in order that our communities may heal both physically and emotionally. And whereas Parks and Recreation sustains and stewards our natural resources by protecting habitats and open spaces, connecting people to nature, and promoting the ecological function of parkland. And whereas Parks and Recreation supports safe, vibrant, attractive, progressive communities that make life better through positive alternatives offered in all of their recreational opportunities. Whereas the Board of Supervisors supports the skilled work of Park and Recreation professionals to strengthen community cohesion and resiliency, connect people with nature and each other, and provide opportunities for helpful living, social equity, and environmental sustainability. Whereas the Board of Supervisors values the essential services that Park and Recreation professionals and volunteers perform to provide recreational and developmental enrichment for our children, youth, adults, and seniors, and to ensure our Parks and Recreation facilities are safe, clean, and ready to use. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Board of Supervisors does hereby proclaim July 18th, 2024, as Park and Recreation Professionals Day here in Upper Marion Township. Adopted this 18th day of July, 2024, signed by Tina Garzillo, Chairperson, Natest Tony Hamaday, Township Manager. I know that was a lot, and I did have a few comments I'd like to make. Every July, we celebrate National Park and Recreation Month across the country. Here in Pennsylvania, in partnership with PRPS, which is known as the Pennsylvania Recreation and Park Society, we honor the men and women who work tirelessly through the state to provide the services that we enjoy every day. The pandemic a few years ago highlighted just how important local parks are to communities. Tomorrow, July 19th, is Park and Recreation Professionals Day. It's an honor. It's a day to honor and thank those who plan, provide, and operate our parks, trails, programs, and facilities for all of our citizens. To celebrate this day and honor our local parks and recreation providers, I ask that all residents make a plan to visit a local park or check out some of our recreation facilities. Take a time to thank a programmer, a manager, a maintenance person, a park laborer, a lifeguard, an instructor, a coach, or an event organizer and tell them what Parks and Recreation means to you. I'd like to give special thanks to the Board of Supervisors and all of their support in recognizing that Parks and Recreation is an essential service, especially here in Upper Marion Township. A huge shout out to the Park and Recreation team within our department, the staff at the community center, and all of the part-time and seasonal staff who make the magic happen at the camps, the pools, our programs, our events, and all of our activities. And a huge shout out to our Park and Shade Tree division, who are the ones that are in our parks every day, making them look beautiful. As a matter of fact, I spoke with Jerry Recupita, our park maintenance superintendent, today as they were finishing up the resurfacing of the courts at Whitegate Park. Last but not least, want to thank the residents of Upper Marion Township, without who we could not do the activities. So thank you again very much, and we appreciate the proclamation.
Thank you for those words, Dan. Thank you for leading the Parks and Rec Department and the Parks and Rec Board so successfully as you've done over these years. So we appreciate you.